was at the library looking for books on raising teens. I looked in parenting, lifestyle, self-help, and then I thought, try the horror section.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
I'm always quick to tell parents that we loved it when our kids were teens. Were you medicated, one of them asked? No, and it wasn't all easy. Raising teens is a bit like nailing Jell-O to a skyscraper. It's messy, it's inconvenient, and you don't know what's coming from up above. But boy, is it memorable. Raising teens is like a Chinese buffet. There will be sweet, there will be sour, and there will be fortune cookies that make no sense. Here are honest comments from parents of teens. Wendy says, I changed the Netflix password so my teenager has to come out of his room to talk to me. From Steve, at the airport, I kissed my 13-year-old on the forehead. He reacted like Dracula getting impaled by a wooden stake. From Travis, nothing makes me more nervous than a text from my teenage son that says, how soon will you and mom be home? I write back and say, I'm just pulling into the driveway. From Claire, why is it whenever I try to talk to my teen, he's staring at his phone, but when I call his phone, he doesn't answer? Help me. Well, maybe you feel like these parents today. Maybe you've uttered the immortal words, kids these days. The first time I did this, I thought, hey, I'm sounding like my parents. The truth is, each generation since Adam has waggled their fingers at the following generation. Yes, the teen years are tricky waters for parents to navigate, but they're even trickier for teens. Each zit is leprosy. Each celebrity photo mocks them with what they'll never be. There's insecurity, pressure to be cool, conflicting messages about who they are and what they should believe. Scientists claim that the last region to develop in the teen brain is the brain. No, it's the prefrontal cortex, which regulates decision-making. So the teen relies on the emotional sector of the brain to make decisions, which may explain some things. To compound matters, many of us parents have placed too many luxuries in their laps, including the phones they're staring at. Researchers blame the smartphone and social media for some alarming trends, but they're also finding that today's teen is less rebellious than his parents were. The percentage of teens smoking, drinking, and taking drugs is at a long-time low, and they can be kind, honest. Listen to this actual note left by four teens at a restaurant. A week and a half ago, my three friends and I came here to eat. You were the best waiter. You were kind, helpful, accommodating. You didn't treat us like babies, and you fit the food to my allergies. But we're sorry. We completely forgot how much to give for a tip. Parents took care of that, apparently. We emptied our pockets, and it added up to $3.28. Later, we realized our mistake and felt horrible. So in this envelope, you will find the correct tip, plus extra for being amazing. Thanks for your patience and for making our night fun. That from four teenagers. Isn't that great? If you're a teen, God bless you. He will stay by you and guide you as you walk with him in this turbulent time. Would you memorize 1 Timothy 4:12? Let no one despise you for your youth, but set the believers an example in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, in purity. And if you have a teen in your life, would you do two things? Write his or her name down and paste it to the fridge. Pray whenever you see it. Our teens are up against some tough stuff. Also, encourage them. Show them kindness. I still remember kind words a grown-up spoke to me at the back of a church. As a struggling teen, those words shaped me more than he could know. At a family reunion, a 102-year-old grandma heard the adults whining about kids these days. She laughed and said, I knew all of you when you were 14. You all turned out pretty well. So will they.
This month, a generous group of ministry friends have put together a match pledge for $25,000 to the Ministry of Laugh Again. So whatever your gift, it will be matched dollar for dollar up to $25,000. To donate today, call 1-800-663-2425 or in the U.S. at 1-844-663-2424. Laugh Again. Truth bringing laughter to life.